is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice.
Hello, this is JT Foreman. Welcome to episode 93 of Bitter Comics. I'm here once again with two good friends, Nick Castillo and Colton Contreras.
Yay.
Got it right this time.
Right on.
Let's see. I got to come up with some good nicknames,
though. Yeah.
So I got one for you last week.
I forgot what it was.
You're Colton the Contrarian Contreras.
Oh, the Contrarian.
And Nick, instead of trying to rhyme off of Nick, let's go off of Castillo. So, Nick the Castle Castillo. All right, cool.
I like that.
Nick Castle.
Isn't that the Punisher?
Yeah.
That's Frank Castle.
Oh, that's Frank Castle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
right.
I call my studio Castle Productions.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, anyway, welcome to episode 93 of Bitter Comics. Thanks again for joining me this week.
You're welcome. Thank you for dinner.
You're welcome. Yeah, I don't get over onto this side of town all that often, and I live on the other side of town, and the one Outback Steakhouse in town is over here.
Yeah.
So since I had an opportunity, I went over there and grabbed cheese fries and a Bloomin' Onion.
Woo!
You know, I love the steak, but it's kind of expensive to eat at, but yeah. If you just go and get an appetizer... No, it's still really good, and it's not too bad.
You don't get the shame that you get from going to Jack in the Box.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you
it's
don't.
Not as shameful.
I have difficulty looking at myself in the mirror later on when I eat at Jack in the Box because I'm like, what did you do? What did you do? How could you do that? Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, this being episode 93, for my insensitivity in episode 92, I would like to apologize to black people, dog semen, Hispanics, friendship, vaginal perspectives, and headlining. If you would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing for each of these things, check out episode 92 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, just go to that website, scroll down a little bit, and on the right-hand side of the page, there are buttons to click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or My Yahoo. Or just go to the iTunes store and search for Bitter Comics, and you'll find us there. And if you feel I owe any additional apologies or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And then the subject line, please put Hulk Dildo makes me angry.
And on a very, very serious note, I realize that most of you just got done jerking off. So please pull your pants up while you're listening to this podcast. It's a little weird.
Yeah, I can actually sense... the masturbation that's going on. And the reason I'm very attuned to masturbation.
Yes.
And I'll let all of you use your imagination to figure out why. But it's just something that I feel it, you know.
Very much so.
And, it's like a shot through the internet.
Well, yeah, it's definitely one of those weird, is this gay moments when after you finish masturbating, you turn on a podcast and do something else on the internet.
Yeah.
But you still have that resonance that you just masturbated.
It's like, you know, the half chub is slowly descending.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Martin Aaron
talk to you right now.
Yeah. The little bit of residue that you can still feel within your urethra slowly leaks out. And soaks the front of your underwear as you shorten, and and then later on your girlfriend is like, oh, okay, fine, let's, and then she pulls your pants down and finds that little bit of dried semen on the tip of your penis, and she's like, what were you doing earlier, honey? Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Not that I know from experience or anything about this. I've heard that this sort of thing, I've heard tell that this sort of thing could happen.
Gentlemen, delete your cookies.
Yeah, delete your cookies. Internet Explorer, click on the little star thing and click on settings and
do it
do
right
not
now.
Save history.
You know what? We're going to walk you through this step by step.
All right, if you have an Android phone, click on the open up Chrome and then click on the little thing and select settings and just clear history.
A lifesaver.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. Yes.
I'm not. Am I the only person who clears the history after every time I jerk off using my smartphone?
No, I don't. I never cleared my history. Yeah, my history is just a trawl of disgusting back ended. See, the problem is I've been jerking off to internet porn since I was 12. I'm 24.
They didn't have internet porn when I was 12.
See, yeah. So that's the problem. Like, my generation was exposed right off the bat.
Well, see, you kids these days, you have it so easily. Back in my day, if I wanted porn, I had to search through the neighbor's garbage can and hope they threw a Playboy magazine out. Yeah. You know, hope that, like, my teenage neighbor's mom found his Playboys under the mattress and threw them out.
Yeah.
And
exactly, yeah.
This is sad.
I've been seeing double anal penetration since before I'd gotten a blowjob.
Yeah, you know, it just ruins the... It's not special to you.
No.
You know, it's like, because the first porn I'd ever seen, the first booby I'd ever seen, I was just kind of wandering around, and I was... I was living in Jefferson City, Missouri. I think I was 9. And I'm going... under a bridge through this canal, and there was just this torn piece of paper there that was half of a page of some porno magazine.
Yes.
I don't even know what magazine it was, but I could just, it had like 1.5 boobs on it, and there was some blonde hair at the top, but the face was missing too.
This story is very similar to my first story as well. Yeah, very similar.
This was the first porn I'd ever seen in my life.
Yes, sir, I remember.
And nowadays, a kid's first porn might be, oh, I got to do homework on George Washington. Google George Washington. So it's not wooden teeth in his mouth. Okay.
My first one was, I remember it so vividly because I kept it for years. I was 10 and I found a torn advertisement from the back of a magazine, and it was just the upper torso above the navel and tits, and then an arm and the bottom part of the face below the nose. I jerked off to that thing from when I was like 10 till I was 12 when I found the internet.
You know, is there a certain porn actress or model that you still remember?
Oh yeah, some of the first ones.
It's like they're a specific one.
Oh yeah, there's been the recurring ones that I've been jerking off to since I was like started. Ali Sin, dude.
Ali Sin,
yeah. Ali Sin, Gianna Michaels.
Yep.
Yeah, my whole life I've been jacking off to Gianna Michaels.
There's this one girl. Her name in the magazine was Nadia. I of course have no idea what her real name is.
Mm.
But it was, I believe it was the October 87 issue of Gallery.
Oh, jeez.
And, you know, I wish I still had it, but, you know, the pages had gotten stuck together and torn long ago. I still remember her. I still remember the poses.
Yeah.
I still remember the pictures.
Yeah.
And I wonder... You know, it's like is there some famous person that you'd love to meet, but you know you don't really want to because you're just sure it's not going to live up to your expectations?
Oh, absolutely. Most of them, of course,
you know, October 87 is when she did this spread.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
And so, of course, that was what? 18, 17, or 27 years ago?
27 years ago.
So yeah. I doubt she looks anywhere near as good now. You know, I think I'm mature enough to understand not to expect her to still be the 19-year-old, you know, coked up runaway that she was in the magazine. So I would kind of like to meet her, but
yeah.
You know, I'd like to meet her, but I kind of wouldn't like to meet her, but yeah. I'd like to meet her, you know.
Well, yeah, I totally get that. I mean, you know, time ruins pussy. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how I started this that was going to be elegant, eloquent, and then no, not at all.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I think I would probably rather. Now, you know, if I had an opportunity to meet her, I would, but I do like that I still get to have the fantasy in my head.
No, the real question is that if you do meet her and she is not attractive anymore and she offers it to you, do you still fuck her?
I would have to.
Yeah, I believe. Really. Obligatory. Yeah,
I mean, of course. So. I mean, like Shirley Temple died just a few days ago, yeah. And if I met her the day before that, I would have done her.
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of have to.
I mean, it's Shirley Temple.
Yeah,
it's like when Sam Kinison talked about having sex with Penny Marshall. He's like, I had to fuck Laverne. I believe he said he did snort an L off of her left tit though. So that's cool.
Well, look, if Shirley Temple wants dick, you give Shirley Temple some dick, okay? There's no goddamn arguing with that.
Well, you know, she at during their country's darkest years,
yes,
she brought joy and happiness to the nation.
So you bring cum stains to her shit.
So exactly, I would feel, as an American, I would feel obliged.
Absolutely, it's your patriotic duty to give that old woman the business.
Right.
Yeah, just lay some pipe for America.
Fuck yeah.
That's right. Well, you know, I believe even the Shirley Temple drink is red.
Ooh.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's pink, right?
Yeah, something like that.
You know, I may have to order a Shirley Temple and fuck it just to feel like a real American.
Yeah.
Later on.
That's you know, that's what the Republicans have been talking about.
Family values.
Family values and being American and how American is somebody. You need to stick your dick in an alcoholic drink named after a pop star from the 1920s.
Exactly. Oh, you know, here's a question that I have heard on many occasions. We're adults now, but did you have a girlfriend when you're 12, 13, 14, 15, when you were a kid?
No, I didn't.
They weren't his girlfriends.
Okay. Well, no, I wouldn't say that I even had a...
So you were a player even back then?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say I had anything further than, like, let's go to the movies and make out.
Okay.
Until I was, like, in high school.
Is it wrong to fantasize about that girl?
No, because I still do. I still do. And it's not even because it was...
Do you fantasize about her now or her back then?
No, no, no. It's nothing like that. It's not even sexual anymore. It's more of a, like...
Domination.
I remember my first rape. No, it was... It's more nostalgia. Like, oh, I remember when that was cool.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, I remember when boobs
stains gone by.
Yeah, I remember when boobs turned me on.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. You know, the porn nowadays, you got to have like a cactus in your ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know exactly.
You know, now it's that like you mention that he's shown me some really weird shit.
Yeah.
Who was that performance artist who put yams in her butt?
Oh, I don't know, but I've seen you know, the things that I've seen porn actresses stick up their butt, I could probably fill a grocery store with the amount of things that I've seen someone stick up their ass.
Well, you know, there's some women that just have a grocery store up there.
But I have to say,
it's like, where's the lettuce? Aisle 6.
Yeah, but by far, and I'll give the shout out to the website, it's efucked.com. I recently, in the last month, saw the worst thing that I've ever seen on the internet. And, you know, people say that often. You know, they used to say that about, like, the Two Girls, One Cup video or the BME Pain Olympics. Like, all the most extreme videos on the internet. And even at the time that those videos were the most extreme things, I knew of other stuff that was worse. This hits my worst radar on a whole other level. And to...
The music video for Justin Bieber's Baby?
Something. It's not that bad.
That's the worst thing I ever saw.
It's still pretty bad. It's a Japanese woman of a young age who... the only way I can describe it is she's basically gang raped and they shove eels up her ass. Like live eels.
And then they put a camera up there.
They put a camera up her ass and made her watch the eels squirm around inside of her, then filled her ass with brown liquid and made her shit them out. This is all in the guise of being a porno, like somehow that this is attractive to somebody. But I understand it doesn't sound that disturbing, but watching somebody be forced to watch something crawl around up their ass is a whole other different level of bad.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
You know, I just... I just, for some reason, Spock with the one raised eyebrow seemed fascinating. Right now. On that note, we're going to take a break real quick. This is JT Foreman. I am here with Nick Castle Castillo and Colton the Contrarian Contreras. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. Okay, we were talking about gang rape a minute ago, and something just occurred to me. I know, we just talked about this on the break, but pretend yes. that this is fresh.
Yes.
I would like to see a gang rape video, but in my gang rape video, like, a fan club meeting of the village people would go out to the hood and find a bunch of gang members and rape them.
Yes.
I mean, I think that would be a cool gang rape
video. Yeah, I think so. And that would be excellent.
It's, yeah, it's still... It's
you know, I wonder if they're going to do the, hey... Hey!
All the squishing gets within rhythm to
yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, okay, that's horrible.
It's fun to stay at the.
Awesome. And oh, I was telling you about this earlier. Another indication of what a horrible person I am. On the way here, you know, I stopped in, to get a soda, and I go into the mini mart, and the Indian woman who was, I assume, you know, she or her husband ran the place is yelling at me, you know, because I couldn't find the cups because they were hidden behind stuff. And, cups over there, and I know that's a Chinese. Voice, but I can only do the Indian male voice. I can't do the Indian female voice. And I started thinking that I missed 9/11 because for like 6 months after that, the guys at the drugs at the liquor stores were all really nice.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Come on in. Yes. Oh, soda, 132. Yeah. Oh, you only have 125? That's okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. We are friends.
Yeah.
So I'm terrible.
I actually have one of the weirdest experiences of my life. 6 months after 9/11, I was like in seventh grade, and there was a Sikh community that lived up the street from us, and like 6 months afterwards, they're standing on the corner, like each of the corners of an intersection, and they're passing out free soda and water.
Yeah,
yeah, and nobody took it. Like, if this wasn't like a shady thing, this was just a bunch of people smiling and with signs to say, we love America, we're part of America, like, trying to give back to the community, trying to show that they're nice people, that they're not involved, that, you know, we're separate from these people, and nobody got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody trusted it, nobody got it, nobody stopped to get any water or anything like that. It was eerie, and it was weird, and it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not kind of, that is kind of, that is really embarrassing.
But, yeah.
You know, I have the dumb jokes about race and stuff, but truthfully, the smartest person I've ever personally met has got to be the dude that owns a liquor store on the corner near my dad's house.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm in line, and the guy who runs a place talks to the dude in front of me in line in Spanish. Then he yells something to his brother or cousin or whatever in the back in one language, and then speaks on the phone in a third one. Now, I don't know what those two languages are, but I could tell they were different. Because in one of them, he cleared his throat, and the other one, he spit twice. And then he spoke to me in English. So, four already.
Yeah.
So I asked him how many languages he spoke. Five. He speaks Spanish, English, Farsi, Hindi, and German. Apparently, he lived in Germany for 3 years before he emigrated to the United States.
Wow.
And I have trouble with English.
So yeah.
This dude knows five languages. That's amazing. But,
yeah.
And the other thing to prove how smart he is that he owns a liquor store, and liquor stores are freaking gold mines. So, dude is obviously intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, if I spoke five languages fluently, I would probably do something like move to New York and get a job as a translator for the United Nations or something. But yeah, that's really the smartest person I ever met is a dude who owns a liquor store near my dad's house. Because I took Spanish for 2 years in high school and 2 years in college. And if you held a gun to my head, I might be able to count to 20.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, partially because I don't never use it, but also because I just wasn't really that good at it. And I was good at studying for the test, and then everything would just fly out of my head 10 yeah. minutes after I finish it. But he spoke five languages fluently. So that's pretty freaking cool. But let's do a couple of news stories here. From the Mail Online, we've got forget fingerprints. Detectives will soon sniff out criminals. Technology identifies people by the odor of their hand.
They don't
want
to
smell my hand.
No.
Yeah. System will allow... Yeah.
I'm not a criminal. I didn't wipe.
Well, that's how you fool the scanner, is that you just... You wipe and or masturbate into your hand right before. And
yeah.
It's like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who this guy is, but he's disgusting. Don't let him on the plane.
Yeah.
System will allow identification of people through their odor. It could replace fingerprint and iris scanning on passports and at airports. Researchers claim to have reduced the failure rate down to just 10%. The nose can filter out perfumes, hand creams, and more. The system was inspired by the way bloodhounds' dogs track scents. So, yeah, that's a company in... a group of biometrics, biosignals, and security at the Universidad Politécnica de Madrid, in collaboration with some Spanish shit. I give up. I'm not gonna try to pronounce all this crap.
Yeah.
Basically, the smell of a person can be captured and then identified via a mass spectrometer that looks at the chemical composition. It detects, but only the percentages. Not only the percentages, but analyzes
English
the relationships between the various compounds, and that allows us to develop a chemical signature for a person. So, yeah, well, you know, dogs can identify people by their scent. Mm-hmm. So it stands to reason that if you get a sensitive enough electronic nose, you could figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
And so, well, you know what? Really, wouldn't it just be cheaper to buy a bunch of dogs?
More than likely.
You know, yes. You just have
all... We have spent billions of dollars developing something that you get for free on the corner.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, you know, there's strays running around. Yeah, you'd be happy to work at the airport.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm not only talking about the homeless guy. He's always bugging me for a change. Yeah. So, let's just hope they don't have to shove it into your up your butt like the way the dog has to sense.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that'd be great. It's, you know, it's bad enough already that they're gonna cut my balls. Next, they're gonna stick a sensor in my ass. Bend over and spread your cheeks.
For security.
If you want to get on an airplane, that's just the way it's gonna be. Okay, for some reason it suddenly just stopped recording, so I don't know exactly what we missed out on. But anyway, I guess we're done with the sniffing technology. But okay, so let's move on to the next news story here. By the way, Adriana has joined us. How you doing, Adriana?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You know, something we were talking about earlier, I want to get your input on that as well. The first porn we'd ever seen. The first porn I ever saw was just this scrap of a page of a porn magazine that I found in a canal somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And of course, these guys, their first porn was the internet somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, the difference, I'm 41, so, you know, my first porn was before the internet was everywhere, of course. what was your first pornographic experience other than not acting in it? you know what? If that's the first porn experience you ever had, then please tell us about that.
Yeah.
You know what it was? That the old black box, the cable. I don't know if you remember. I forgot what channel it was, but it like
63.
I was going to say at 4 a.m. or at least like 3 or 4 a.m. it just switched over.
Yeah.
Like no matter what
was 63.
On before. Yeah.
63, 68, and
72.
Yep.
Nice. I think it was 68. But yeah, I want to say that was mm-hmm. for sure my first.
Yeah, 10 o'clock at night they switched over.
Is that a 10 nipple? O'clock.
Yeah.
I think I see some.
Yeah, exactly.
Vagina.
And it wasn't like black and white fuzz. It was like colored fuzz. And you could see like all of a sudden like a weird green strip would cross around the static and you could see the actors for a second. And then it would become fuzzy again. And then you could hear moaning. And then you'd see a nipple. And then it would like do the tracking marks. And
well, That was like the first one I ever heard, but this was the first one I ever saw. I was living by Central, so I was probably like 10 or so, yeah, and it was like 10 at night. It just switched over, and that was my first time seeing any kind of porn.
Yeah.
I remember me and my friends when we were a kid, like 11 or 12, we would go to my friend Joe's house because he had, for whatever reason, his cable box was the one where it wasn't fuzzy.
Yeah.
So we'd go over there and watch porn.
Yeah.
And we didn't think that was
porn together.
Yeah, we didn't think that was weird at all.
Well, that's one thing I don't think girls know about guys, that when guys are younger, we watch porn together.
That's weird.
Yeah, we do. It's weird. I don't know why, but yeah, dudes watch porn. Even as adults, dudes will sit around and like look at magazines together. It's really weird.
That is really weird.
Yeah, you don't realize how gay it is until like afterwards. Like that was pretty homoerotic.
Well, I guess at this point you're kind of desensitized, so it not like it so much turns you on. So
no,
much.
Yeah, no. No one's sitting around with boners. We're just interested.
It's the domination thing. We can't get our computer to do anything else we want it to do.
Yeah.
So at least we can make it show us its tits. all right, moving on. The next news story I want to talk about. Drunken woman handcuffed on Delta flight after hitting on passenger, freaking out after she's rejected. Intoxicated woman is heard threatening to, quote, fucking kill the passenger who turned her down, her sexual advances quickly turning into a full-on meltdown as the flight bound for Salt Lake City took a nasty turn.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Yeah. But this article is from the Daily News website. I'll put a link to all of the news stories in the show notes. But a drunken woman was cuffed and escorted off a diverted Delta Airlines flight after allegedly trying to get it on with a passenger and exploding in a violent rage when he turned her down. Get that. They had to divert the flight and land
Jesus.
To get this woman off. Because her fellow passenger wouldn't get her off.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her.
I didn't even do that on purpose. I was like halfway through it. You said nice is when I realized, oh, hey, I got a pun here. I didn't mean to.
Anybody who's ever been in a bar and been approached by a drunken older woman knows exactly what happened on that flight and why they needed to come down. Because that's like being attacked by a rabid hyena.
Yeah, well, if you take a look at this this woman, she looks like... she looks like the lesbian mechanic. You can see the still on the video right here. And here's another one that's her.
That's her?
Yeah, that's her. Oh, geez. She looks like a lesbian mechanic, right?
She looks like a lesbian. I'm surprised.
Shouldn't she have, like...
What did it say, if the passenger is male or female?
The passenger is male.
Okay.
Yeah, the woman keeps ranting and raving as the pilot decides to make a stop in Minneapolis, St. Paul, just to ditch her.
Jeez.
There you go.
Wow.
Cunt. I'd have just done her.
Yeah. Just take one for
the... Make sure the plane line gets
there. Yeah, take one for the team.
Take one for the team. You don't want to... Everyone's going to be late now just because you don't want to put out.
Yeah, really? Exactly. What really? A selfish asshole.
Selfish bastard.
Shame. What a dick.
Hey, and you could have became part of the fucking Mile High Club, yeah?
Exactly. All right, that's horrible.
I feel really bad for her.
I do too. You know what? I would have done her just because I'm a sex raised maniac. But besides that, really, I think you should have.
Just to be nice.
Yeah, just to be nice. Really. I mean, because.
That's just courtesy, right?
Courtesy.
All right. It's common courtesy. I mean, who hasn't given somebody a little bit of a pity fuck? I mean, come on.
I haven't.
Sometimes your dick is for the team. Okay.
Well, you know, it's. There are those who would say that a person who would do that is just a hoe.
Yes.
I consider them sexually generous.
I would call those people a hero.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I've been called a generous lover, but I think she just meant that I tip well. But anyway, yeah, we're going to take a break again real quick. This is JT Foreman with Nick the Castle Castillo. And the Contrarian Couple. That's right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Colton and Adriana Contreras. We're the Bitter Comics. We'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. I'm here with Adriana Contreras. Colton Contreras and Nick Castillo. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, got one more news story here. Want to read? Sometimes you don't want the family to come together.
The aristocrats. A 58-year-old
woman in Chesney, South Carolina, called 911 because her 72-year-old husband wanted her to, quote, hook up with his sisters. According to the Spartanburg County Sheriff's report obtained by the Smoking Gun. The woman, whose name has been redacted, I don't know why, told deputies that she and her husband had some sex problems, but that she not only does not want to hook up with her sisters-in-law, but she wants them prohibited from coming to her house. The responding deputy wrote that he explained the no trespass law. Okay, so apparently this guy wanted a three-way with his wife and his sister.
Yes.
And so his wife called the cops.
That's the right thing to do.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Again.
Wait a second now.
I don't know.
It's South Carolina.
Yeah, we're talking about the South here. I mean, to us, this seems pretty shocking, but to them, this is Tuesday. So
yeah.
You know,
it even lists a couple of other interesting related stories recently in South Carolina.
Related stories.
Yeah. Well, in September, a man in South Carolina allegedly assaulted his girlfriend during a three-way with the woman and her cousin.
Okay, now that's pretty typical. Fucking a chick and her cousin is pretty normal.
I'd even say if it was her sister, that wouldn't be so bad. But his sister, for some reason, that's just
gross. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to fuck my sister, it's going to be me.
last week, a Spartanburg woman was allegedly having anal sex with her lover when the man's wife barged in.
Uh-oh.
According to the sheriff's report, the first woman responded by attacking the wife.
Wow. So she pulled the dick out of her ass and went to war.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I guess nothing really gets you riled up for combat like getting fucked in the ass.
I feel bad for the wife. She just had a horrible day.
Well, you know, here's the thing. He was having anal sex with another woman cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
I would think she would be relieved. It's like, oh, good. He won't try to put it in mine.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Look, my dick is going up somebody's ass, okay?
Yeah, my penis is going to go in. There's going to be my penis in an ass sometime in the near future. Okay, it can be yours or it can be someone else's, but it's going to happen.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's horrible.
Miley Cyrus is on tour right now. I know you guys are looking forward to...
Woo!
Does she get naked? That's all I care about.
Almost.
I'm all right with that.
Very scantily clad, and she grinds a lot, and... a lot of parents have been complaining that they don't want to take their kids to see Miley Cyrus.
If you're taking your children to see Miley Cyrus at this point, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
By now, you should get the point that she's not doing Disney songs anymore.
It's been a solid 4 years now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
So yeah.
She spent almost more time being this thing.
Yeah, this hoe, slut, whore, yeah, dominatrix thing.
Well, you know, what is it about the female musical stars? They turn 18 and then they go on the MTV Music Video Awards, and that's where they come out as sluts.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not saying slut in a bad way.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I mean slut in a good way.
Yeah.
Like it was you know, it was the first time Britney Spears was ever really out there was on one MTV Music Video Awards, wasn't
it? Yeah.
And it's like that's the place to.
It's like coming of age almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I mean, it's just a blowback. I mean, if you're, yeah, exactly. I mean, these people we're talking about, these people have multi-billion-dollar contracts with the Disney Corporation for, you know, the formative years of their teenage life. I mean, basically, when we spend 4 years in high school, you know, fucking, sucking, and getting high, they spend 4 years touring, producing shows, doing press, and being basically repressed under the moral ethics code that they're signed to on these huge contracts.
Yeah.
And, you know, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Miley Cyrus, all these chicks, whatever the fuck the new ones are, I don't know what they are, but I mean they have these morality clauses that, you know, they have to be squeaky clean, but when they turn 18 in those contracts, and I mean it's as if their vagina was a nightclub on opening night. Yeah. When they turn 18. That's what it's like for these girls.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't really listen to a whole lot of Britney Spears when music, but I have to say I really loved the music video parody that was on Mad TV. The original song was what, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh yeah, and I remember that song.
The Mad TV version was Lick My Baby Back Behind.
Oh. Wow.
I really miss Mad TV. That was a great show.
Yes.
You got anything going on? Anything you've seen recently you want to?
No, not in particular. I mean, there's always interesting topics and news and things that are going on. I mean, what is your opinion on the situation in Europe right now? I mean, what was it you were telling me, Nick, yesterday? Ukraine is completely on fire right now.
Yeah, well, you know, okay, here's the deal. I consider it an enormous foreign policy failure on the United States' part that Russia isn't in NATO by now.
Mm.
When the Iron Curtain fell and the Soviet Union broke up into its component parts, basically, we kind of turned our back on it. And instead of freedom reigning, corruption reigned.
Yeah.
And so now you've got... Russia has the worst income disparity in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, even more so than all of these, you know, Middle Eastern countries with the super rich people with the oil. And, yeah, you know, like, they're still giving money to their populace.
Yeah.
You know, some, you know, keeping billions for themselves, of course. But, you know, at least a lot of those countries are still attempting to have some sort of a life.
Even the basic, most basic citizen in Saudi Arabia gets a free house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the Soviet Union, they don't have the biggest oil reserves, but they have nearly the biggest natural gas reserves in the world.
Yeah.
So that's where all of Russia's money is coming from, really, is the high price of energy is really, really helped. You know, help them. But of course, you've got these oligarchs that control everything. So you've got these crazy, crazy rich people, and then everyone else has got nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
Well, Russia's an interesting country in the sense that they have well, let's put it this way. Whenever you hear about another country like Iran or Afghanistan or Iraq or something like that, that has a lot of reason to not like the United States, whenever citizens go over there and you meet another citizen from the other country, rarely is there any disparity between the two. I mean, generally speaking, if you walk the streets of any given country, they're not going to hate you because you're an American. They'll hate America, but they're not going to hate you. Well, it's the complete inverse in Russia. They fucking hate Americans and with a burning passion. I know multiple people who have been assaulted when they've traveled to Russia. Almost everybody that I know that has ever gone to Russia has been assaulted by Russians. It's absolutely insane. And they talk about it often in like tourism boards that Russia is like the worst country to go to if you're an American, because legitimately the people of Russia have a strong, strong opposition to the American populace.
And how did that happen, though? And it's, and I think that
it's an ideological blowback, basically, from the Cold War. I mean, you got to remember that these people's parents were raised to hate us, just as our parent, well, by our standards, would have been our grandparents by now, were raised to hate communism. But for Russia, it wasn't an abstract ideology like communism. It was the Americans.
Yeah,
they don't hate capitalism or democracy or anything like that. They hate America.
Yeah.
And it's not,
you know, I can very easily see how that could happen, because World War II, Russia, Soviet Union took a real beating from Germany, and basically they held Germany off until we got our industry going.
Yeah.
And so there was over a year of just crazy bloody warfare between Germany and the Soviet Union before you got to the D-Day invasion. And then, you know, once they bought us the time to convert all of our automobile factories and make tanks and planes and all that stuff, and they bought that with their blood. So at least I'm sure that's how it would. And then we just abandoned them when the war was over. We turned our
I can
easily see how that
Well, and I mean, it just gets even more. the strife between the United States and Russia doesn't really begin until the 1950s, and it all basically begins first with Korea and then finishes with the splitting of East and West Germany, and that's where the falling out begins. And it's a very old feud, and it's something that just never died for them. And but there is a lot of legitimate things, like they blame us for meth. The Russian people hate us for the influx of methamphetamine because they believe the source material are from American gangs that then was transferred over to the Russian syndicates, and the syndicates now control a huge meth trade that's destroying Russia. I mean, you think California has a meth problem, Russia has a fucking meth problem, and it's bad, real, real bad. Yeah.
Well, you know, as far as what's going on in the Ukraine right now, when the Soviet Union broke up, of course, Russia was the largest and the most powerful of the individual countries.
Yeah.
And, you know, Boris Yeltsin was just kind of trying to hold it together, but was sort of trying to work with the West. But the residual animosity, I think, prevented us from really being able to reach out the way we should have. And then after Boris Yeltsin was gone, then Putin takes over, and then energy prices went up right about that time. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, Russia's got a lot of money because they have such a huge supply of especially natural gas.
Yeah.
And so now they don't need our help because they've got tons of cash.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, we could use their help trying to deal with some of the fires we're trying to put out, like in Syria and Iran.
Yeah.
They have no interest in helping us anymore.
Yeah.
Because they feel it's our fault the Soviet Union broke up and we didn't do anything to help them afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, we spent billions of dollars rebuilding Europe after World War II, but when Soviet Union fell apart, we just turned our back on them, as far as they're concerned, I'm sure. Yeah. So, Ukraine, they still see Russia as what it is, what's left of the Soviet Union. That's what Russia has become now.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt that if he could swing it, Putin would put Soviet Union back together.
Yeah.
But he probably thinks, and I agree, it's easier to maintain it as puppet states than as a single country.
Yeah.
And so he just makes sure that the other the other members of the former Soviet Union are financially dependent, especially energy dependent on him.
Yeah.
And the people of Ukraine don't want to be dependent on Russia because they don't want to slip back under control of the Soviet Union.
I mean, Ukrainians are not even Slavic, are they?
They're sorta.
Yeah.
They're of the Slavic peoples.
Yeah.
I guess you'd say. But I mean, that determinator of like a people, Slav, doesn't really count for them anymore, I don't think.
Mm.
They're too removed.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of ethnic problems in that with ethnically Slavic people and recognizing Russia as the mother country or the invading country or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's really complicated.
Well, I do have some ancestry from Russia and some of the other countries over there. Actually, my ancestry consists of most of Europe.
Oh.
I don't think there's any Portuguese, Spanish, or Greek in my ancestry, but just about everything else. And I know Russian Jewish is a large part of my grandfather on my father's side.
Yeah.
And that's probably why there's so much of all these other countries in there also, is because the Jews kept getting kicked out of everywhere.
Yeah.
So they moved somewhere else, and then, okay, now we're part Spanish because it went a generation or two. Oh, and then Spain kicked us out. And then Poland and everywhere else. And so, but, you know, I don't know anything about any of the individual cultures, and there's not enough of anyone in me to care.
Yeah.
You know, it's like whenever I see any kind of ethnic pride type of thing or some holiday like St. Patrick's Day or Cinco de Mayo, none of it ever really makes any sense to me because I don't have enough of any one thing to give a damn.
Yeah.
But and so I even though I have some ancestry from all over Europe, I don't feel any kind of tie to that.
Yeah.
Any kind of nostalgia toward the homeland, because I don't feel like my family has one.
Yeah.
But other than Chicago, I still feel obliged to root for the Bears or the Cubs or the White Sox.
The Bears.
Just because I was born in Chicago. But other than that,
yeah.
But we're going to take a break again real quick. This is JT Foreman here with Nick Castillo, Colton Contreras, and Adriana Contreras. We're the Bitter Comics. We'll be right back. This is JT Foreman here with Colton Contreras, Adriana Contreras, and Nick Castillo with Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, I'm really learning what a mean person my girlfriend is right now, because in the past 15 minutes or so, she has sent me two picture messages. The first one is a picture of her with the long sexy boots and the short shorts.
Ah.
And so here, I'll show you guys the picture here.
Very sexy. Very nice. Sexy.
The long, really like above her knee boot, black leather boots.
Yeah.
And sexy. And then, of course, the second picture that she sent me was...
oh, shit.
That's me dropping my phone. This is why I paid the extra $11 a month for the insurance on my phone. Because if I break it, they'll fix it for free. When I was in Las Vegas, we went to see Thunder from Down Under. I spent $120 to take her to see Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's male strippers. That's nice. So at the end of the show, you can pay $20 to get your picture taken with them. And she didn't have any cash on her, so I gave her the $20 to get her picture taken. And she just sent me that picture. So there's her with what she... commonly refers to as her new boyfriends.
Ah.
And once again, I'll put a picture of this in the
very nice.
With the show notes too. So yeah, I think my girlfriend is mad at me.
She's sending you pictures of her surrounded by sweaty men.
Yes, exactly. For a picture of her dressed all sexy, and then a picture of her dressed all sexy surrounded by seven sweaty muscle men.
Yeah.
I have muscles too.
Just well protected under a layer of fat.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember if I talked about this, but this past Sunday, did I talk about Sunday morning when I was over at my girlfriend's house?
No.
Okay. Sunday morning, I went over to my girlfriend's house, and I was doing the same thing I do every time I see her. I was trying to get her to have sex with me.
Of course. Standard operating procedure.
You know, she's... like pushing away. No, I have to go to church. And I was like, that's great. You can apologize when you get there. Let's do this. But she wouldn't go for it. But so, yeah, that was... sorry. you know, I talked to you a lot in the last couple episodes. Adriana and Nick, I feel like I'm neglecting you guys. It's got to be something going on that you guys would like to... Anything? Adriana, what do you like to do for fun?
For fun?
Yes.
I'm not a fun person.
Oh, come on.
You know what? You honestly want to know what I would like to do?
Absolutely.
What I like to do for fun?
What do you like to do?
I like to smoke a lot of pot. And okay. Then eat lots of popcorn and cereal and hang out with Colton watching whatever. Golden Girls is my number one preference, but I don't torture him all the time like that.
I like Golden Girls.
I love Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is my generation of sitcom, though, because that was on when I was a teenager and a kid. So that was a show from my days. How did you come across Golden Girls?
My great-grandma used to watch it in the morning. So
oh, yeah?
I don't even remember how old I was. Probably like 8 or 9 or so. And I've always been an early bird. I like to wake up really early. And it used to come on Lifetime in the morning at like 6, and from like 6 to 7. So I'd wake up really early and I'd watch it.
Oh, cool.
And I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how all of this stuff, once upon a time, if you didn't see it the first time it was shown, you dismissed.
Yeah.
You missed out on, you would never get to see it again. And then after a while, it got to, oh, well, there'd be reruns once in a while.
Yeah.
So if you miss its first showing, well, maybe you could catch it during the summer But you better get it then, because if you wait till next year, it's never. And then, you know, they start showing reruns, you know, when something goes into syndication. So, hey, maybe a couple years from now when it goes into syndication on the local independent station, you might catch something.
Yeah.
And then it comes to cable, and it's like, oh, hell, well, you know what? I didn't get to see the A-Team when it was on, but, hey, now it's on this other you know, What are some of the cable channels that that show rerun TV Land. And all of that?
Yeah.
FX does.
FX. Yeah. And of course, now you've got Netflix, and I believe Redbox is starting its own streaming thing also.
Yeah.
And, you know, last episode of this podcast, I was talking to you guys about Babylon 5 and how I waited like 8 years to finally catch the last episode of season 4 because I missed it when it was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing will never happen to someone again. You know, it's like it'll be on DVD when the next season comes out.
Yeah.
You know, so if you did miss it, if you really want to see it, you can pay, you know, $30-$40 and get the DVD set.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have Netflix, you can just order that disc.
Yeah.
And so, you know, no one is ever going to go through missing those kinds of things before. Like, there's a comedian who was, he just died about a week ago.
Really? A week ago?
He had the Show of Shows, I think is what it was called. I can't remember his name. Hang on 1 second. I'm just going to pause this real quick and look this up. Okay, sorry about that. All right, it was the Show of Shows is what it was called. And Mel Brooks got his start on that.
Wow.
And a number of other people who became
legends,
really big
and
really influential got their start writing on the Show of Shows. And it was Sid Caesar was just died about a week ago. And that was his show. But it was done at a time where there was no tape. So there might be a few episodes of it out there somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
But for the most part, it's just gone.
Yeah.
That's really sad to me, you know?
Well, I mean, you know that there's something like 12 seasons of Doctor Who from the 1980s that are missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nobody can ever find them again because the BBC destroyed the master tapes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of that stuff. I mean, basically, everything that was broadcast in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, if it didn't make it and didn't get syndicated in the late 80s, early 90s, then most of those things, master tapes, were destroyed. I mean, there's so many shows from back then that if they weren't big, they didn't stick around.
Yeah, that's really kind of depressing. You know, nowadays, even we will never get to see most of the episodes of the shows, but the Kardashians will live forever.
Oh yeah,
that's friggin' depressing.
Every piece of shit show gets a box set now.
Yeah, and you know the UCLA and USC jointly run a museum, an archive where they keep a copy of every TV show and movie ever made.
Wow. Now.
And there's a couple of other places where that is done as well. So everything is saved now.
Yeah,
everything is saved. And some of the things I don't think should be. But, you know, the Duck Dynasty will live forever.
Yeah.
And that's just depressing. Well, anyway, on that cheerful note, guys, thanks a lot for doing the show again.
No problem.
I'm sorry I wasn't quite as prepared as I should have been. I just hadn't had time to really get ready, and plus some of my notes I left at home.
Well, we can try it. Well, we're gonna be doing this again soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I originally intended this show to be weekly, and I end up missing a lot, so I'm gonna try real hard to get back to doing an episode every single week.
Yeah,
and the fact that you guys are willing and available to do it really helps. I appreciate that greatly.
Yeah.
But guys, thanks a lot for coming on and for hosting us.
Well, thanks for dinner.
Thanks for the cheesy fries.
I love the cheesy fries. I like cheesy fries. Well, hey, I'm JT Foreman. I'm here with Nick. Sorry, Nick.
Nick Castillo.
I was about to call you Nick Colton.
You know, if you're gonna do the nicknames, we're gonna keep doing the show. You got to come up with the cheesy, horrible radio nicknames, like Nick the Weasel. On 93.8. Yeah.
Why did the weasel come to your mind?
I don't know why the weasel came to my mind.
Hey, fuck you.
I'll try to my best to have that ready. Adrienne is going to be the Raven because of the black hair.
The Raven. Like the Raven. Cool.
It's that. Not cool.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Shut up, Fro.
I'm the Fro.
Fro and the Raisin. Fro and the Raven. Raven.
Yeah, you're the Raisin now.
No, I think you should be the Raisin. The Raisin and the Raven.
Oh, God, that's fucked up.
Nice.
I'm going to hell. Nick Castillo and Colton Contreras and Adriana Contreras, I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and I will talk to you next week. Peace.
See ya.
Fuck you.
Really? That's how you're going to close it out?
Wow.
Do they deserve that? What have my listener ever done to you?
Hey, Mike, we're sorry for that one.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.